There's someone in here who has a son who said the other day when someone mentioned to them about the vaccines that are available, said, oh, are there vaccines?
Well,
and I've got a son who sometimes sends me messages, oh, hey, have you heard about this?
Yeah,
mate, that's absolute rubbish. Where have you heard that?
It's interesting, isn't it? So it's about what not consuming mainstream news, I presume.
Most secondary students lack the basic knowledge and skills considered necessary to become active and informed citizens, amid signs that young people are losing interest in political news and world affairs. Mm. David Cavallo, CEO of the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Russ. Good morning, Russell.
Do you reckon that assertion's true, that they're not as engaged with current affairs as we were at the same age they are?
Look, the results from the civics and citizenship assessment that we ran in 2019, and we run these every 3 years, it's a sample of students from across the country, indicate a couple of things. Firstly, that the level of knowledge about our political processes and how our courts work and how the different levels of government to take responsibility for different aspects of our government, that knowledge is on the decline. And that's quite concerning, particularly for Year 10 students who, within a couple of years, are going to be going and voting in elections. So that's one thing. On the upside, however, there is indication that a number of students are getting more involved in their community through charity fundraising, etc. But you're right, the other aspect of the survey show that they are not going to the mainstream media as much or show as much interest in those wider issues than previous cohorts of students who did the survey.
So if just generally speaking, just how society works isn't understood by today's teenagers, presumably that's not just because they're not reading the news, but it's because it's not taught in the curriculum.
Well, it is in the curriculum, and the Year 6 students, if we look at their results, over half of those students have a good knowledge of how the system works, appropriate for their age level. But by the time they get to Year 10, the level of knowledge is not what we would expect. And you're right also, the level of engagement with broader issues tends to be something that also is dropping off. And that also, I think, is something of a concern as students are about to go in and start engaging with political issues.
David, Simon and Garfunkel said, still, a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. Is this what's happening with Facebook and the like, that they are being provided with the information they want to hear?
Look, that's a very good point, and I think to a large extent you're right. We do have to be careful of getting caught in, those echo chambers and those bubbles where you only have your own views reinforced. The important aspect of a democracy is that you are open to changing your mind, you are open to compromise and reaching consensus and listening to the arguments of the other side, to think critically about the arguments that are being presented to you. And those kinds of attitudes are just as important as knowledge about how the system works.
So, David, what can we do to help our children and grandchildren?
Well, I think certainly parents at home can have interesting discussions with their children about current affairs and be careful about being too assertive, I guess, about particular views. Instead, encourage questions, encourage critique, and asking, well, what's the evidence for that? Where are you getting your facts from? Those kinds of things are helpful. But at the school level, all systems, education departments and schools should be asking our questions, what can we do more to familiarise our students with the way the system works and encourage them to find out more and learn more about our system of democracy? Because we will miss it if it starts slipping away from us, and we need to promote those values and those attitudes.
Good on you, David. David Cavallo, Carvalho. Mm. Righto. Yeah, what do we think? Portuguese?
Well, anything with dirt is quite exotic, isn't it?
Mm. CEO of the... Are you saying yes, it is, Damien? You've confirmed or you're guessing? Righto. Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority.
Well, everything's a headline, isn't it? Everything's just a flick through the phone, the farm headline, so there's no depth.
Yes. There's so much clickbait. And my two oldest, though, are acutely interested in the daily coronavirus figures.
Right, okay.
But what did Keating say? Always back self-interest, you know it's trying.